Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Okay. Well, this morning we're going to talk about culture, of course, from our unit. And here we have a series of images with the caption, "We are what we wear." Can you describe to me what you see in those images, please?
So there are in the middle the sentence, "We are what we wear."
Mm-hmm.
And there are different style and tradition. Many people of different country.
Mm-hmm.
They are trend, fashion, and they are tradition.
Uh-huh. What do you mean they're trends?
Like two of them people are, I think, punk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a tradition of the country.
I see. If you look at the other more traditional, if you like, or classic traditional styles, which one really stands out for you? Which one's the most inviting to you?
The kimono.
Ah, tell me about the kimono. What is a kimono and where does it come from?
So the kimono come from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
The girl and the boy can wear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just for girl, it's also for a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's long dress, which is big.
Mm-hmm. Why do you like it?
Because it's original.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it's beautiful because there are many color. And yeah.
Okay, let's think about traditional clothing here, here in Switzerland. Why do people think it's important to wear traditional clothes?
To mark the country, to be different, to mm-hmm. to show other people where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important.
Okay, let's think about the caption. Now, what do you interpret as the meaning of that caption? We are what we wear.
I think it describes good the person.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at one person on the city or mm-hmm. in front of you, you judge the person how I think you judge a person in his physique.
Mm-hmm.
On the first
appearance, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. So your first impression is what
yes,
they're wearing.
Yes, I think.
Ah. So do you judge people for the way they dress?
Me, no, but I think the most of the people, yes.
Okay. So is fashion important to you?
Yes.
Explain what you mean.
Because I like fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I like I think fashion needs to be different, to mm-hmm. create many ideas
mm-hmm.
and many materials.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's good and cool.
Do you have preferred designers or people who create clothes that you admire?
Not really, but uh-huh. I like the general things.
Do you think, you talked about materials and creative ideas,
mm-hmm.
do you think that people could use traditional clothes as a starting point or use those as a way of incorporating those traditional ideas into modern fashion?
Yes, I think so.
Can you think of any examples?
I saw a video of a catwalk.
Yes.
On African girl.
Yes.
Who wear traditional clothes, but a bit modify.
Yes.
And yes, they use traditional clothes, like many shape and many
uh-huh.
color. And yeah, so I think yes.
And we looked in our unit, we looked at some more modern trends you mentioned a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Youth cults in particular. And we looked at, you know, really from 1950 right through to the present day. Which style really jumped out to you in that little task that we did?
It was, I don't remember the trend.
Can you describe the trend?
Yes, I think so. Mm. It's particularly boys,
yes,
who wear very classy clothes.
Yes,
but they wear against the society.
Yes,
they want to be original, different.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.